أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان ومن يتبع خطوات الشيطان فإنه يأمر بالفحشاء والمنكر ولولا فضل الله عليكم ورحمته ما زكى منكم من أحد أبدا ولكن الله يزكي من يشاء والله سميع عليم. Up to now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had spoken about the different groups that were involved in the scandal against Siddiqa Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, our mother. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had spoken about her innocence. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about those who created the scandal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about those who spread the news of the scandal and rumor. And in that way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had covered all the different groups of people. The beauty of the Qur'an-i Kareem is this, that on the one hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had spoken of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha's freedom. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has expelled every doubt that could have been casted upon Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. At the same time, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala also spoke about the tawbah, the repentance and the acceptance of the tawbah of those that had spread the scandal, despite the fact that they were innocent believers, they were sahaba of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So in our minds and in our minds we can have absolutely no doubt that they were great personalities in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the whole ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and in very general terms, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, la tattabi'u khutuwati shaytan. O you who have brought iman, do not follow the footsteps of shaytan. Wa man yattabi' khutuwati shaytan, whoever follows the footsteps of shaytan, fa'innahu ya'muru bil fahsha'i wal munkar, then certainly Shaitan commands to indecency and evil. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited us to follow the footsteps of Shaitan. That when one begins to follow the footsteps of Shaitan, then one will find that one will fall into these type of traps. To spread rumors about indecency of others, to fall into acts of indecency oneself, to fall into acts of evil, to fall into things that are prohibited by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, becomes all the more easier when one falls into the trap of shaitan. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ. And if it was not for the fadl, if it was not for the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah's mercy upon you, مَا زَكَى مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ أَبَدًا, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have never ever purified any person. One is a person commits sin, and then thereafter he makes tawbah, and that tawbah and the tawfiq of tawbah comes only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After that, one turns towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and one seeks repentance, and then the acceptance of the repentance is only in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One changes one's life and turns one's heart towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is accepted again only by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if it was not for the fadl, if it was not for the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala would have not purified any soul. Allah would have not purified any individual whatsoever. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يُزَكِّي مَنْ يَشَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala purifies whomsoever Allah Rabbul Izzat so desires. A person could have committed 99 years of kufr, and then in the last moments of his life, if you may say, in the dying time moments of his life, that person turns to Allah, he makes tawbah, he brings iman. That iman is not only accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala forgives that 99 years of kufr, that 99 years of shirk. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy, and that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's fadl that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about in this ayat. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had forgiven those that had fallen into the trap of spreading the rumor, then who are we then to look down upon them? Who are we then to say things against them because of an error that they had made? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not only forgiven them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had purified them, and they were still close in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not only that, they were still close in the eyes of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in the next ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks even greater about them. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يُزَكِّي مَنْ يَشَاء. Allah ta'ala purifies whomsoever Allah desires. And that is why it is not wise for us to speak about the ill of other people, because perhaps they had made tawbah to Allah, that tawbah had been accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and yet we fall into the trap of speaking ill about others, and hence we become gunegar and we become sinners. Wallahu sami'un alim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sami'. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all hearing. That when one turns towards Allah and he asks tawbah and he seeks forgiveness from Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hears that tawbah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is alim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all knowing. Allah knows the intention in the heart of that person. Allah knows the condition of the heart. And Allah knows that that heart has turned towards Allah. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive such individuals. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.